Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here, too. She's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an original member, not only of the Brain Trust, but basically of the show. She is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA, selected for that national award by the SBA. She's a co-author, along with Don Cooper, of an outstanding book, if you're home-based or want to be, The 30-Second Commute. But more importantly, she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always good to be here with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. And what's the current word of wisdom for home-based business owners?
Well, I thought I'd take something right from the book today, the Bible of home-based businesses, if I could tout it myself. You know, Don and I both are home-based businesses and have been for a long, long time. And
we've Don Cooper, who's the co-author, who's also a member of our Brain Trust.
Right. And it's one of those things that it's nice to know that other people struggle with the same problems you do. And in our chapter, we talk about finding balance and taking time for yourself and balancing your home life and your work life. And one of the things that so prevalent right now in the middle of July, which is, you know, the biggest vacation time, is taking time off for yourself, especially when you're in the startup period of your home-based business. It's really hard to take time off, and to take the money as well as the time and go away on a vacation is almost impossible for most people. But it is so important that we renew ourselves and get some new energy, some new perspective, and the only way to do that is to take a little time away from your business. So I really encourage people to plan some mini vacations if they can't plan a big vacation.
I've been doing mini vacations for 30 years.
I'm sure you have.
Seriously, I mean, even when I was an employee of somebody else's, I rarely took off a whole week at a time. I would rather take an extra Friday with a long weekend or something like that,
right?
And spread them around. The idea of being gone a whole week, just doing nothing, is just hard. You know, that's not. Now I'm not saying I've never done it, but I'd much rather have. You know, 3 or 4 days, and have many of those.
Well, what I used to do is traveled quite a bit at some point during my business as it was evolving, and my husband would go with me, and we would take an extra day and see the sights in the area.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I know that you do some of that too. And
all the time.
When you think about how hard you have to work before you go away, and how hard you have to work when you come back, if you're gone for a week or more, it's almost not worth taking vacation.
Well, there's some kind of a pox that's put on business people for some. I don't know how it's. I've been studying this for years, Beverly, and I haven't been able to figure it out. But what happens is you actually have to work. You have to work 5 weeks, or I should say 4 weeks, to take off 1 week. Because you have to work. The week before you leave, you have to work the equivalent of 2 weeks to get ready. And when you get the week you get back, you have to work 2 weeks to catch up. And plus do the work of those 2 weeks.
Right.
So, well, that's 4 weeks just to take off 1 week.
Not only that, when you're the business owner, and particularly if you're a sole proprietor and your business is in your home, you're worrying about what's going on back at the office or
When you take a nap or not off or go on vacation, you're unemployed.
That's right. You're not making any money.
That's right.
Yes, exactly.
It's tough.
However, it is important. It's vital that you do that occasionally, whether it's take a nap or take a day off.
You know, Beverly, somebody said to me years ago, somebody observed me in my devotion in my business, and they said, you know, Jim, you ought to stop and smell the roses. And I thought about that for a second or two, and I said, you know what? What makes you think these aren't my roses?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What makes you think that my work isn't my roses? And so I actually wrote an article about that later. But the thing is, but see, here's the point, and I think this is something that we need to point out, Beverly. Just because I love my business and I don't have to leave it to be happy, if I don't feel like I need to be renewed, if you've got a family, they don't feel the same way.
Right.
And that's the challenge, I think, for people, because even if we're tired, even if we're working ourselves pretty hard, and a little break wouldn't hurt us, we're actually deriving a good bit of satisfaction from the accomplishment of our business. And we, you know, it's kind of a head rush that we're on a lot of times.
Right.
But our families, especially if we're home-based, they need a break.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something to think about, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very definitely. I agree with you that there's a great deal of satisfaction and an energy rush from your business, especially in the beginning and hopefully on through your career as a home-based business owner. Because if you don't enjoy getting up and doing your 30-second commute, then you should be thinking about maybe something else. But
right.
Even if you think that you don't need that break, talk to somebody else and have them tell you what they see. Somebody close to you, your wife, your husband, your child, your roommate. You might be surprised at what they have to say. I do know people who say, don't need that. Don't need to go on vacation. I'm a Jim Blasingame. I can work all the time and derive a great deal of pleasure from my business.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody, Beverly.
Because I think you are a workaholic.
No, I'm not. And,
well, to a certain degree,
no, I'm not.
You are so devoted to what you do because you love what you do. And
that's not the same
wonderful
thing as being a workaholic.
Okay, I'll revise the word. I'll revise the word.
A workaholic forsakes all other things in for their business. They forsake everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Their
yes.
health, their family, their friends, their soul. They forsake everything.
Well, and I think unfortunately a lot of people when they start up their business, particularly in the home, that is what happens to them. They are so intent.
That can happen.
Right. And I guess those really are the people that I'm talking about right now.
And they justify all that in the name of what they're trying to do for their families.
Right. Well,
and that's where the balance has to come in.
Famous words, if I'm not working, I'm not making money.
That's right. You got to have that balance. And
right.
Beverly's going to help us find some of that balance right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. Here's Robert Cray to take us out. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Beverly Williams, give us your website, please.
That's www.beverlywilliams.com.
Now, the 30-second commute, yeah, I know they can find out more about it at your website, but it's also available at any of the online bookstores. They can order it from any of their stores if it's not there. The 30-Second Commute, the ultimate guide to starting and operating a home-based business. It is a Bible, as Beverly said, folks. It is the Bible of home-based business, and I really encourage you to check it out. Beverly, you said something a minute ago before, as we just began our visit today, that I want to come back to for just a second, and that was that you think you're the only person with this problem.
Mm-hmm.
That thought is the biggest enemy mm-hmm. of every small business, whether they're home based or not.
Mm-hmm.
We
yeah.
get the idea because if we haven't got, especially in the early days of our business, because we haven't developed a community of people that we can rely on who are doing what we do, and we have probably haven't got a small business or a home based business mentor yet, and somebody we can talk to, and whatever it is that we're upset about, we're concerned about, or that we're thinking about, we're a little bit reticent to talk to other people about it because we don't want them to know that this is the problem we're having.
Mm-hmm,
we think we're the only people having this problem. Mm-hmm. We think nobody else is this dumb. It must be because I don't know something. And so we don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the worst things. That's the biggest enemy, I think, of small business success, is when we get the idea that we're the only people who are having this problem. I'll tell you what, folks, let me give you a tip. If you're having 100 challenges, within 1 mile of you, there's somebody else having every one of those same challenges.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's absolutely a big difference between sitting and stewing about your own problems and trying to figure out what to do and finding somebody else to talk to about them. You and I have often talked about the Chamber of Commerce. We both fully believe that your membership there in your local chamber is worth every penny and more.
Yes, that's right.
If for nothing else than to get you out of your home office, out of your small business, into another place. Even if it's work-related, this is a break from your daily having to do the work that you do to pay the bills. And going out and talking with somebody else, having a cup of coffee or a lunch get-together with somebody that you met at the chamber can be your little mini vacation. It doesn't always have to be going to Cancun and laying on the beach for a day or a week or a month. It can be just getting away from the stuff that you do to earn the money and talking with somebody else.
You know, another thing, Beverly, that, and I've actually done this whenever I've gone on a trip like that. If I felt like I couldn't, well, in fact, I didn't even plan this most of the time. But you know, when business people go places, they somehow find a way to talk to other business people.
Uh-huh.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
And so every time I ever went on vacation with my family, somehow I ran into somebody or I saw something somebody was doing. Maybe it was just a business that I'd never seen before, but I picked up. It was almost like a little bit of reconnaissance for the
uh-huh.
marketplace.
Uh-huh.
I'd oftentimes meet somebody, we'd exchange cards and stay in touch, maybe do business.
Right. Yeah,
somebody out of the blue. I mean, meet them at a restaurant or something, for goodness uh-huh. sakes.
Well, the person I sit next to on the airline.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And or you'd see the way somebody's, you'd go in a shop and see how somebody's doing business, and it might not be anything that you would want to do, but the way they're doing it
mm-hmm.
became an aha moment for you.
Exactly. Yeah, those aha moments I love. And I try to hang on to them for as long as possible because they really are rejuvenating.
So if you can think of it this way, you know, your family needs it. They need you to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, instead of getting the attitude, well, you know, in terms of my business, that's a lost week, expect something good to happen from that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think I've told the story before about my husband begging me not to take any work with me on vacation a number of years ago when we used to do camping quite a lot. And I always took a briefcase with me. And this time I agreed I would not take any work, nothing to read, nothing to catch up on. But I did, of course, have my business cards. We were.
He forgot those, didn't he?
They always go with me. We were standing in the overlook in North Carolina off of Blue Ridge Parkway and looking at this beautiful view, and there was a Christmas tree farm down below, and made a comment to somebody and who was standing there next to us, and he said, well, I happen to own that Christmas tree farm, and so I'm looking to sell it if you're looking for a retirement business. And I said, no, and he gave me his card, and I said, but the next time you need business cards, here's my card, because this is what I do. And my husband just stood there and shook his head. He said, you know, you're on vacation. I said, yeah, but there's an opportunity.
That's
here.
Right. Let's not lose
and
our head here.
Exciting. Yeah, it was exciting to come back. And when I got back to my office, there was a fax there with the information on how many business cards and how he had them printed, and asking me to give him a quote, which I did. You know,
and did you get the business? That's what I wanted to know.
I did.
All right, good for you. I knew you could close them. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Give us your website one more time.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
Thanks, Bev. See you next time.
I'll be here.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, it's official. She is the best. Quick break, right back with Pearson Jane Howard. After these messages, the show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.